Now, on this Invest Talk podcast, Steve Peasley listens to your questions.
Well, I wanted to ask you about these two stocks, 3M or Dow.
And provides unbiased answers.
To me, those two are coin toss, but it's hard to pick.
What about the price, current prices? Is a buy? Would you buy either of them?
Invest Talk, over 29 million downloads and counting.
I was interested in the financial sector. In particular, I was looking at Bank of New York Mellon, ticker symbol BK.
Your participation makes it unique. 888-99-CHART.
This podcast is produced by KPP Financial. Steve Peasley, President. KPP Financial. Independent thinking, shared success. And now today's podcast.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Invest Talk. It is Tuesday, February 9th, 2021. And on today's program and podcast, we'll operate as usual with our start off with our mission statement, and that is independent thinking and shared success. So, of course, that always tells you we try to equate that with being straightforward with you, providing honest and clear market reporting, information about stocks and bonds, whatever facts that you want to gather from us or ask us, we'll provide them without a bias, you know, because to be honest, a lot of registered investment advisors, our kind of firm, and experts give you biased information in one way, form, or another. And, you know, facts are hard to come by. They really are. Because people, it's not that they're lying, they're not, but they have a different perspective on the facts. One of the things I constantly remind people when they talk about a simple thing like a P.E. ratio. What are you talking about, the P.E. ratio based on last year's earnings? Or are you talking about the P.E. ratio based on future earnings? Are you talking about the P.E. ratio based on the last four most recent quarters? So everybody reports things differently. You know which, when you look up P.E. ratios, do you know how they're reporting it? See, so facts can be used to advantage of somebody else and be misused as well. So that's what I mean. We try to give you as honest as we can. So we're going to go right to our first listener question. 888-99-CHART is the number.
Hi, I would like to know about the ETF, ARKG, ARK Genomic Evolution ETF. This is Pradeep calling from Toronto. Thank you.
KG is the symbol, and this is exchange-traded fund investing in stocks of companies that re-engaged in the biotechnology industry. Companies that are engaged in the biotech industry. It's $112, so you really can't tell anything about it, right? I mean, from the description, you have to look up all the stocks that are in it to find out. But you know it's related to the biotech industry. That's where it is. That's all you know. So you have to decide whether the biotech industry is underpriced, overpriced, fairly priced, and then you invest into this ETF if you want a diversified holding in that space. But you got to look it up. So that's all the information I give you. I can tell you the chart is in an upward trend and has been since March of last year, after it bottomed, right? Like all the other, most of the sectors. Okay, so it's been an upward trend since then. So that tells me that it's probably too late and you're chasing the performance. So I wouldn't do it. Okay, I know you want strategies to help deal with market volatility, with the uncertainty that volatility brings with it. And I'm here and ready to try to help you with that. 888-99-CHART is our number, and yes, I want to help you. I do. I enjoy the job. I like doing it. So how did the market do today? Well, kind of nothing day, really. The Dow was down 10, the Nasdaq up 20, and the S&P down 4. So the market was down more at the opening this morning, and it came all the way back, and then toward the end, it just kind of floundered a little bit. So there's nothing new in the market. Yeah, nothing today anyways. But remember, we've had, what, 5, 6, 7 days and strong up days in a row? you know, that's got to be followed by some down days. Usually it is. So that's what we had. Okay, you're listening to Invest Talk. I'm Steve Peasley, and we are now into the second trading week of February. And I know a lot of people are probably, you know, you couldn't wait till the finish of 2020, right? We all wanted to get behind us. You know, it was a tough time with COVID, and it was difficult to invest because you had that big downturn, and then the market come right back. It's, you know, difficult. You weren't in the right sectors, you didn't have much performance. So, all our goal is financial freedom. I know yours is. So we'll require information, and I'll give you some strategies. We should talk about it. Give me a call. Your participation is always important. 888-99-CHART.
The markets react to uncertainty. Are you prepared? Is your portfolio balanced? Is it optimized? Your financial future depends on the answers to those questions. Steve Peasley is here now, and he's ready to talk with you. Call InvestTalk, 888-99-CHART.
888-992-4278. Let's go to John in Santa Cruz. How you doing, John?
Great, Steve. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for the call.
Well, I wanted to ask you about these two stocks, which you might like better, and as a long-term hold for the dividend, 3M or Dow?
Well, 3M Company, everybody, provides industrial tapes, adhesives, medical and office products, surveillance, and communication products. So that's what they do. They're a $104 billion company, so it's really big, very safe, doesn't grow very fast and never will because it's so big. But the last couple of quarters, it was up 4 and 6% sales growth for those two quarters. And earnings are going to be up this year 10%, next year another 9% to $10.46. It's a $180 stock. Okay, so what does that give you? An 18 PE, and the five-year range is 13 to 28, so it's kind of right in the middle. Great return on equity of 44. So it's got, and it pays a 3.3% dividend. So it's got, it's a solid company. But Dow is too. Dow is D-O-W, everybody. It provides materials, science solutions to consumer care, infrastructure, and packaging markets worldwide. I kind of like the space that Dow's in, probably a little bit better than the space that 3M is in. But they're both good companies. Dow pays a 4% dividend. It's a $42 billion company. It's going to make $3.58 next year, $56 stock. So what was that, about 15 or so? But the return equity is only 9. So it's kind of tough. And its growth in the sales growth is 5% growth the most recent quarter, December quarter. Before that, it was shrinking. Well, that's a coin toss. To me, those two are coin toss. So it's hard to pick.
What about the price, current prices? As a buy, would you buy either of them at these prices? Or would you wait for a correction of some kind?
Well, I would like to see a little more correction. 3M had a little bit of correction from 186 or so down to 173, and now it's back to 180. The Dow, let's see what, it also had a little correction down to 52, now back up to 58. That's a tough call. As I said, that's a tough call. I'd probably wait for a market correction, you know, some kind of correction for the market. Both are great companies. Thanks, John. Appreciate your call. My focus point today concerns this story. A Chapter 15 filing brings a day of reckoning for China's Luckin Coffee. You know, the competitor for Starbucks? Interesting. You know, I will say this. You got to be really careful of Chinese stocks because, you know, they're not as transparent as the U.S. stocks. Not that the U.S. stocks can't file bankruptcy, because they do, you know, but it's more transparent than in the Chinese stocks. Their financials are more transparent, in my personal opinion. Okay, so got to be real careful. But we'll talk about that. You know, we'll talk about that. Also, Did you see that the United Kingdom assets are being bought up? I mean, at huge records, and we'll talk about that. And did you read the article about Robinhood being sued by a family of a young trader who committed suicide because he lost so much money? I want to talk about these easy trading platforms like Robinhood. I don't think there's anything wrong with them. Trust me on this. But they're very dangerous too. And how aggressive should a young stock, should young stock investors be? How aggressive should they be? Should they be? Not they are or aren't, but should they be? How aggressive? So if we can get to those three topics, after those four topics, time permitting, we'll do that. Okay? So let's jump right back into Invest Talk Voice Bank for a question from a caller in Texas.
Hey, Steve or Justin. I'm calling from Houston, Texas. I had a question about the stock Yeti, Y-E-T-I. Fairly new at investing, so I'm trying to figure out if it's a good evaluation or not. Also, I'm trying to learn how to read fundamentals. So if you can give any advice on how to read financial aspect of a stock, that'd be awesome. Thanks. Bye.
Well, reading the fundamentals is a process, and it's not just as simple as to, okay, here's the earnings. It's not as simple as what I say and tell you over the radio here. I'm just giving you the very basics of what they are. But you got to put them in context. Yeti Holdings, designs, manufactures, markets, innovative, outstanding outdoor products. It's a $6.7 billion company. And when it comes to fundamentals, you always start with, well, how much sales and earnings do they have? Well, earnings are going to be $1.75 for 2020. We haven't got those yet. And 2021 is going to be $2.05. It's a $77 stock. The stock is growing. The most recent quarter of September, we still haven't got the end of the years yet, was 29%. Quarter before that was 7%. So it's still growing. So I'm averaging probably around 20% is what its growing sales growth is right now. And the stock is $77 and going to make $2 and a nickel. So about 35, 36 PE, which is very high. Okay, return equity is very high at 127%, which makes it good. Doesn't pay a dividend. So this is a growth stock. And as long as it maintains growth, it'll probably keep going up, but it's pretty pricey at this stage. You're going to have to pay a lot of money for a stock that maybe is overvalued. So that's what I think. Start with the sales and earnings. Determine if it's a growth stock or a big blue chip dividend paying stock. Just understand what sector it's in and relate it to the fundamentals of to its other competitors. That's how you do it. And you got to learn to read a balance sheet. Yeti, Y-E-T-I. 888-99-CHART, 888-992-4278. Okay, Luckin Coffee. That was a big darling on Wall Street here. Luckin Coffee, Chinese, a Chinese competitor of Starbucks, who had at one point even more stores than Starbucks now, but they did. They filed for Chapter 15 bankruptcy on Friday in New York. Okay, that means they're still operating. And they owe about $460 million, mostly in bondholders. So they'll still operate. That's not the issue. But the issue is they owe more money. And the SEC in December charged Luckin with misstating its revenue, expenses, and net operating loss to make it look like it was growing faster than it was. And the company agreed to pay $180 million in a settlement. And the SEC is not done with this investigation. Now, why would you invest in this stock today? I had someone call me up wanted to invest in it. Why would you do that? It makes no sense. Why? Because they've admitted to misstating and expenses and sales, and they're lying. Why would you want to invest? It just doesn't make sense. I wouldn't. Okay, we're heading to a break. I'm here and ready to ready for all your calls. 888-99-CHART.
The new year is bringing lots of changes. Are you prepared? Is your portfolio balanced? Is it optimized? You don't have to guess. You can get unbiased guidance from InvestTalk hosts Steve Peasley and Justin Klein. The phone lines are open now, and your questions are welcome. 888-99-CHART.
888-992-4278. Let's talk to Sam in Dallas. Sam.
Hey, Steve. Thank you for taking my call. I enjoy your podcast regularly.
Thank you.
Today I have a question for you on the ticker symbol. The symbol is TTCF. And the name of the company is Tattooed Chef.
So what brought your attention to this stock?
The reason I am asking about it is I was in Walmart and then I was in some other store, like I believe Sam's Club. I saw that they're actually selling these, you know, products made by this company. And I saw that it's getting a little popular. Some of my friends are buying it. And then when I just did a little research, I saw that this is a company into food, like Conagra or, you know, other food companies. But they say that it's like the Tesla of the food industry because they have some innovative products, like they can be like, you know, meat, Beyond Meat and something. Those are the companies out there which they can be like in the next 5 years.
Okay.
So I just want to take a position in this stock, but I thought, okay, I'll first ask you and see what you think about it, its growth in the future.
Well, there's not a lot of information on it. It's Tattooed Chef, Inc. manufactures plant-based prepared foods and ingredients in California and Italy, which seems odd. Just California and Italy. So, entered into a merger of equals with Italia International, creating a new company called Tattooed Chef. So that's why the two companies merged, and one was based in Italy and one's based here in the United States. They're going to make 9 cents this year. They made 20 cents, 16 cents a share last year, the year before they lost money. It's a fairly new company. It's a $24 company. They only make 9 cents. That means really you only buy this because it's got super growth. And I don't see that super growth in sales. I see sales growth, but not to the extent that would justify, you know, $24 stock. So this would be a pretty speculative, Sam, this would be a pretty speculative purchase of yours. So you can buy this kind of stock, but these kinds of stocks should be only make no more than 3% of your overall portfolio, very small piece. Because a lot of these don't make it. So it's really, really, really small. It's a $1.5 billion company. Really, really, really small sales, though. But at least it's making money, so you could take a shot at it if you believe in it. Thanks for the call, Sam. Appreciate it. Now, as the program and podcast moves along today, I know you will want strategies to help deal with the market volatility. I know that. We try to give you some information with market uncertainty and, you know, where you should go and what should be working down the road and what we think might work. But all that is guesswork, everybody. No one knows for sure. It's just based on experience. You can say, okay, this is what areas that look like should work. But not necessarily. Don't ever take everything to the bank. You don't. So give me a call and ask your questions. You drive the show. 888-99-CHART is our number. And we'll be going to our next voice bank question in San Francisco Bay Area.
Hi, my name is Romero from the Bay Area. I'm calling about Texas Roadhouse, TXRH. I'm thinking about possibly opening a position into this company, but I see it's at its near all-time highs. Just wanted to see what you think of this company and see at what price point you feel would be a good entry point. Thank you.
Now, I'll give you a little lesson here. Try not to buy companies that have already ran way up. People do that all the time. They buy them and they can't figure out how come they always go down after they buy them. The reason being is, why are you hearing this company? Where are you hearing it from? what brought your attention to it? And somewhere, somehow, you heard about it. Well, when a lot of people hear about stuff, it's usually too late. They're hearing it because it's doing so well. Now, this is Texas Roadhouse, Inc. Operates franchises, 611 Texas Roadhouse full-service restaurants in 49 states and 10 foreign countries. So, remember, it has 611 locations. Okay. They're going to make 66 cents in 2020. We haven't got the final numbers yet. And 2021, they're going to have a big comeback because of COVID, right? So they're going to be back to about $2.60, but it's an $88 stock. Well, you know, that's still a pretty darn expensive stock. So do you want to pay 35 or so PE for a slow grower, restaurant chain? No, you don't. It's too expensive. Too expensive. Now, don't get me wrong. The company is pretty solid. Return on equity has been over the years have been very good. The five-year P/E range is 13 to 115. I mean, it's been solid. But I think it's just too expensive. It's already had a big run up. You're too late. Okay? Now, normally at this point, I give you a trivia question. Well, I was not scheduled to do the show today. Justin was. So I don't have a trivia question ready. But I will have one ready for my next show. In the meantime, the phone lines are open. I am waiting for you. 888-99-CHART.
Now is a good time to call InvestTalk.
I have a question for you. We own Bristol-Myers Squibb, BMY. Just wondering if we should sell it and move on to something that would do a little bit better.
What's your question? 888-99-CHART.
If you're a business owner, you know that running a business is tough, but you might be making it harder on yourself than necessary. Here's what I mean. There is no need to let spreadsheets or the learning curve on other difficult products slow you down. Not when you can upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. Let me explain. If you ditch the spreadsheets and all the old software you've outgrown, you can stop paying for multiple systems that don't give you the information you need when you need it. Now is a great time to upgrade to the world's number one cloud business system, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite gives you visibility and control over your financials, HR, inventory, e-commerce, and more. It's everything you need, all in one place, instantaneously. This is true whether your revenue number hits 1 million or hundreds of millions. That's why I think you should join the more than 24,000 companies using NetSuite. Your smart move right now is to let NetSuite show you how they can help your business. Get your free product tour now at netsuite.com/investtalk. Schedule your free product tour at netsuite.com/investtalk. One more time, netsuite.com/investtalk.
Have you heard about Riskalyze? It's a brief question and answer form that you fill out online. Steve Peasley and Justin Klein will also get a copy of your responses. They can use the Riskalyze results to help you formulate a strategy that fits your investing risk tolerance. Learn more anytime and take the Riskalyze quiz at investtalk.com.
888-99-CHART. We're going to go talk to Chris in Walnut Creek. He wants to talk about Boeing. Chris.
Hi, Steve. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for the call.
I just want to say, before I ask my question, thanks for the show. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Very educational.
Thank you.
So I'll be trying to get into, I don't have any travel, I'm not exposed to any travel box, like travel industry. Uh-huh. I'm thinking about getting into Boeing and Carnival. What do you think of those right now?
Well, obviously a play on, ramping back up economies, right? Boeing, of course, is the airline maker. They also have a lot of military contracts, so they not just commercial airlines. But also they had that MAX 8 that they had so much trouble with and is now coming back online. Boeing is supposed to move forward, $5.55 next year. This year, they're going to lose about 16 cents a share. So they're going to start coming back next year, and but it's not cheap. It's $215 stock, $215 for making $5.55, because everybody thinks it's going to recover. The stock itself was trading at one time near $400 a share. But you got to remember, that's when it was making $16 a share per share in earnings. It's only going to be $5.56. So you have to buy Boeing and Carnival Cruise with a long-term aspect. You know, it's not going to be a quick turnaround in earnings. So, you know, I don't think, if you're going to buy it, don't expect that it's just going to jump up this year and you're going to make tons of money. It could, but I think it's going to be a longer struggle for both of those companies. So it's really up to you of what your time frame is. If the cruise industry can survive, remember, one of the problems with the cruise industry is you're put together on very close quarters with a lot of people for long periods of time. In an airplane, you're in close quarters with a lot of people for a short period of time, usually. So they both have those issues, and will everybody return to their old habits this year? I don't think so. I think it's going to take a couple of years. So it's going to be a couple of years for them to get back in business. That's just what I think. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Okay. United Kingdom, you know, because of Brexit, they're breaking away from the EU or broken away from the EU, but their assets are being snapped up at record pace. $29 billion worth of their assets picked up, earned, bought so far this year. This year. We're in the middle of February, not even the middle. All of last year was $8.7 billion. In a month and a little more than a month and 2 weeks, it's $29 billion. So everybody's betting on England because the assets are cheap and the economy is stable. Their currency will be, everything about Britain is stable. So people are buying assets because they feel like, well, it's not much risk because the assets are so inexpensive. And people, investors, can use leverage, the meaning borrowing money real cheap to buy these assets. So what should we, is that going to help us as investors necessarily? Well, you know what? It tells me that maybe Britain will recover faster because there's a lot of money pouring into it from the COVID thing. Might be. You know, so is there British stocks that we can take advantage of? That's what I'm thinking. That's what's in my head. 888-99-CHART, 888-992-4278. You're listening to Invest Talk. I'm Steve Peasley. And, of course, we love caller questions. And, of course, recorded calls as well. You can do it anytime you want. So here's one now.
Hi, Steve and Justin. This is Brandon in Northern Virginia. I was interested in the financial sector. In particular, I was looking at Bank of New York Mellon, ticker symbol BK. I'd love to hear your thoughts, and thank you.
Yeah, I was looking at that today on someone's portfolio. BK is a symbol, a holding company for the Bank of New York Mellon, offering commercial and treasury services in 35 countries, a $37 billion company, so very large, selling for $41.96 a share. And it's going to make $4.54. That means it's under 10 PE. Well, you would think, okay, well, then that's cheap. Look what I just did with Boeing. It was, you know, 30-something. This one's under 10. So you'll say, well, dude, this would be a better bargain. This is where your inexperience would come in, and that is coming in, because it depends on the sector, what sector, that sector carries what kind of PE. Banks have been carrying low PEs for quite some time. So this is not out of line. It's not, it's a low PE for a reason. Okay, but is it low enough to be attractive? They pay a 3% dividend. Okay, 3% dividend, that's a big plus for me for a large blue chip type company like that. And are they going to turn around their earnings and sales? Earnings are going to be worth $3.95 last year, and they're going to be $4.54 next year. So earnings are going to pop up. Sales have been weak in the last four quarters. That's pretty much understandable. I think it's an okay purchase. I don't think it's exciting. I don't think it's really cheap enough to attract me. Return on equity is only 8%, but they have a huge cash flow, $34 a share. I mean, $4.20 a share. $4.20, that's a pretty huge cash flow for a $41 stock. So, you know, it's got some pluses and some minuses. Okay? I've got a pretty brisk, I have a pretty brisk pace, as you probably have seen, right? So let's get back to the InvestTalk Voice Bank for another question that came in earlier. 888-99-CHART.
Hi, my name is Joe, coming out of Vermont. I just wanted to call, reach out, and get your thoughts on PLTR. The company is Palantir. They're a software data company that pretty much consolidates your data and allows you to, I don't want to use the word Google it, but search it in a way that most other companies can't. I wanted to get your ideas on it. Recently, I've been gathering a few hundred shares by selling puts, purchasing them when it goes down, and then I'll buy some call contracts to, you know, up the value when it goes up and make sure I can buy more if it keeps going up at a cheaper price or keep my cost basis down. But I want to know what your thoughts were. Thanks. Bye.
PLTR, Palantir Technologies, develops software for institutions to protect individual privacy and prevent the misuse of information. PLTR, doesn't sound like that's what you described to me. But that's what Palantir is. It's selling for $38.17 a share. It's going to make 7 cents for 2020 and 11 cents a share for 2021, and it's a $38 stock. So it has to be growing very fast to justify that. Well, sales have been growing 50% or higher for 4 out of the last 5 quarters. One was 43%. So it's a very high growth company with a lot of debt. Management owns 18% of the company, so you know they're pretty focused. So sales growth, it's a $66 billion company with sales only $1 billion a year. So 66 times sales, super expensive, everybody. High risk. It's a growth stock. Came out in public in 2020. And that was around $10, by the way. Today is $38. So it's got great growth, but you've got to pay up for that growth. Negative cash flow per share, by the way. So that's what I mean. It's high risk. Probably, I don't know enough about what it does to give you a good sense of that's a great place to be. You're listening to InvestTalk. I'm Steve Peasley, and I encourage you to explore the financial and investment information we have posted on our website. That's at investtalk.com. You can learn more about the various investment strategies we have and opportunities we offer through KPP Financial. For example, you can check out our Equity Income Plus program. It's dividend investing with a boost. We developed this strategy, and it only holds dividend-paying stocks, but then adds that extra boost by income with income by writing covered calls on those positions. So we're trying to get the dividends and get for income and income from the covered calls. Now, if you're serious about achieving financial freedom, you'll want to reach out to me or Justin at KPP Financial in Irvine, California. Learn more about other investment programs we have. You can do that at investtalk.com. Now I'm taking your questions live, 888-99-CHART.
InvestTalk is made possible by KPP Financial. InvestTalk hosts Steve Peasley and Justin Klein are the principals of KPP Financial, and they are independent financial advisors. This means they place their clients' interests ahead of the firm's. As part of that commitment, KPP Financial practices parallel investing, where Steve and Justin's accounts participate with client investments at equal prices and percentages. You can learn more about parallel investing and the other KPP Financial programs at investtalk.com. The phone lines are open. Steve and Justin welcome your questions. Call now, 888-99-CHART.
Okay, Robinhood, you know, the custodian that you can trade stocks, partial shares of stocks on your phone, and it's real simple, and it's for the smaller investors. Robinhood is being sued by a family of a young trader. He was 20 years old, by the way. They say that committed suicide because of Robinhood's preying on the inexperienced trader and using reckless, contracts and things. So they're saying Robinhood preyed on the young. Now, I have trouble. I can see both sides, actually, if you want to know the truth. Because, these easy to trade things on your phone with no commissions and everything these days, you get in and out, then you can use leverage and you can short and you can use options and, they'll lend you money. And people, these young investors don't have a clue what they're doing. They think they do, but they really don't. They don't know how much trouble and how fast they can get in trouble. So anyways, from what I understand, this young trader was using options, borrowed a bunch of money, and Robinhood said, "Hey, you got underwater here. You borrowed so much money. You owe $168,000 you got to put into your account to cover it." Okay. Yeah, nowhere near that kind of money. So why is Robinhood letting that kind of money? So I can see that point of that. But he's 20 years old. Yeah, he's an adult. He can sign contracts. He can do all kinds of things. Just because you're stupid doesn't mean you're not at fault. You got to take responsibility. I mean, I feel very bad about the guy committing suicide. I mean, come on. But what are you doing? If you guys, if you're really young and you think Robinhood is the greatest thing in the world and you're playing games with options and shorting and leverage, and then you don't know what you're doing. This is wrong. So there's a part of me that says, Robinhood has some culpability here, but most of it's got to be on the individual, especially if they're adults, even if they are young adults. But it's going to be an interesting legal point. What if Robinhood is found guilty? So then there's going to be, what kind of warnings and do we want? Robinhood type companies to go out of business? Do you want them to not take on the young investors, the smaller people, the small guys? I don't want that to happen. I think, I like the free enterprise system. I like free economics, and I like the opportunity for young people to take advantage, just like professionals can. So it's a tough question, a tough, tough question, but an interesting one. So I'm going to be following that lawsuit. Okay, let me see if I can squeeze in another question before the break. This comes from the InvestTalk listener line in Atlanta.
Hello, this is Zach from Atlanta, Georgia. Love the podcast. Thanks for everything you do. I was calling about ticker symbol CPG, Crescent Point Energy Corporation. It's had a big run-up over the last about year, and I was just wondering what your thoughts were on it. Thank you. Love the show.
Well, it's had a big run-up over the year. Chasing performance? Are you chasing it? Canadian company engaged in oil, gas exploration, and production in the Western Canada and the United States. It's a $1.6 billion company, so it's a small cap. They're going to lose $3.59 in 2020. Most oil companies lost or are going to lose a lot of money in 2020. Remember how oil prices went down to what, $17, $11? I don't remember. Low double digits. They're going to make 11 cents next year. It's a $3.17 stock. Okay. Sales are pretty decent. But for me, there's so many better opportunities than this. I probably wouldn't be interested. It's a high risk. You can take a chance. Okay. On the InvestTalk, on the next InvestTalk, this story, utilities and healthcare are sector laggards. Right? Healthcare and utilities. That's always going to be tomorrow. For now, I'm Steve Pisa, and I'm ready to take your questions live, 888-99-CHART.
listening to Invest Talk. Every Friday on the program and the podcast, Steve Peasley shares highlights from the newest edition of the KPP Premium Newsletter. Listen Fridays to Invest Talk. And now, Steve and Justin welcome your calls and questions. 888-99-CHART.
Hi, Steve and Justin. I have a question about PM and MO, which is Altshear Group, and Philip Morris. I'm comparing the two companies. I'm trying to see which company you would recommend long-term to invest in. I'm looking for dividend growth and obviously capital growth, but just want to get your opinion on it. Thank you for your time.
Okay, well, they're both tobacco companies, and they're both very large. Philip Morris, PM, the PM symbol, Philip Morris, is $133. Both these companies make money. I think one is more focused outside the United States than inside the United States. I don't remember, and I can't see it when I'm reading it real quick here. You buy these companies for one thing, and that is the dividend. Altria is paying 7.9%. The reason why you're not buying for growth, because most of the time, I think Altria might be the one that's growing faster or had more business outside the United States, but I'm not sure. Philip Morris pays 5.6%. I think Altria has a better growth prospects, even though there's very, very slow growth. There's virtually no growth for Philip Morris. So you're not buying for the growth, you're buying for dividend. You want to buy it cheap. Both these stocks are not cheap. They're not overpriced either. They're just reasonably priced, both of them. So that's my opinion. We own one or two of these, I'm not sure, in some of our managed accounts because we like the dividend. I mean, very good dividend payers, and have been for years and years. 888-99-CHART is our number, everybody. So how aggressive should young investors be? And when I say young investors, you know, we just talked about the poor kid who was 20 years old committed suicide because he was upside down so much. Do you realize if he would have, he got a notice from Robinhood that he had to put in $168,000 or so. But by the time his options expired, he wouldn't have had to done that. He wouldn't have had to put any money. He wouldn't have lost the money he thought he lost. It's sad, man. It really is sad. But this is why. Should young investors be, how aggressive should they be? I think they should be very aggressive, but not borrowing money, not messing around with options, not using leverage, none of that. Not going on margin, none of that. They should only be aggressive with the money they have. And they should be very aggressive with the money they have because they have long years. That means buying stocks. Not buying one stock, buying groups of stocks in different sectors, and you can be as aggressive as you want, long as you diversify, and if you're really young. Now, that what is aggressive? If you're investing in the stock market at all, you're aggressive. That's aggressive. Being very aggressive means you're in high growth stocks, okay? But may have not have earnings, but they have sales growth. That's very aggressive. So I think young people should be aggressive and very aggressive, you know. But if they don't know what that means to be aggressive, they don't understand what aggressiveness is, then they shouldn't be in the stock market. You have to have some knowledge. Now, of course, that goes for older people too. I'm not picking on the young. Just saying the young haven't been around long enough to understand how it works. The older people have been through, you know, huge bear markets. 2008, we lost 50%. 2000, we lost another, 45%. And last year, we lost 35%. 2008 made it all back in a year. This last year, we lost 35%, made it all back before the end of the year. So we lost it in March and made it all back before the end of the year. That's the kind of unusual, everybody. But it wasn't all in the same stocks that made it back. Different stocks. So, anyways, you got to be careful. I'm Steve Peasley, and this completes another InvestTalk program. Justin Klein, I thank you for listening, and we encourage you to tell your friends and family and members, everybody that you know about our show. We would love to have a bigger audience. It's all free, free podcast downloads. We post a new program each weekday shortly after the end of our live streaming broadcast, which we're doing right now, and concludes at 5 p.m. Pacific time. So get your free downloads anytime at iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and InvestTalk.com. And we would like you to rate us if you would. Independent thing and share success. This is InvestTalk. Good night, everybody.
Because of the nature of the interactive dialogue inherent in the format of this program, it's important for the listener to understand that not all comments made will apply to them specifically. Nothing said shall be taken to be investment advice, or shall statements on this program be considered an offer to buy or sell securities. Such advice is rendered solely on an individual basis, and at times will require that the investor review a prospectus before investing. InvestTalk is a copyrighted program of Klein Pavlis Peasley Financial, a registered investment advisor, which retains all rights. For more information regarding KPP's investment advisors, call 1-800-557-5461. Steve Peasley is president and Justin Klein, chief executive officer of Klein Pavlis Peasley Financial. And they thank you for listening and welcome your comments or questions on our 24-hour listener line at 888-99-CHART.